I'm delighted to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Rick Martinez. He's a neighborhood activist, he's a board member of the Neighborhood Network here in Santa Fe, and he's chairman of Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me here.
So we're here to talk about a number of things, including the fact that the mayor and city council elections are coming up on the 3rd of March. And there's a lot of things that it's important for citizens to know and to do to inform themselves between now and then. You're having some mayoral and city council forums.
That's very true. And our whole goal on these mayor forums is to educate the public on the best candidate for their choice and make sure that they know the candidate. And then we're also doing not just the mayor forum, we're also doing city councilor forums. One which I think is very important because it helps. City councilors are one of your biggest people to turn to when you have a problem, because right there you have two votes and two people to help you with your issues around your neighborhood.
Very much so. I mean, you're not going to go to the mayor if you've got a road problem in your neighborhood, but you will go to your city councilors, and a lot of the time they'll help.
Yeah, your city councilors are very important, and that's why it's always good to educate yourself on who's your best candidate and who's going to understand what your needs are for your neighborhood. That's the best part. City councilors, a lot of people misunderstand that city councilors are there just to vote, but they're there for you, and they're the ones that listen to you all the time. And that's why I say that's one of the important ones to listen to. That's why we always do a forums for the city councilors all the time.
So you've got a mayoral forum coming up on the 6th of January.
Yes.
And the three remaining candidates will be there.
Yes, And we're going to have it at St. Vincent's Hospital. And it's going to be down in the Southwest Community Room. That's next to the cafeteria. And it starts at 7:30 till 9:30. And we're going to have, questions and answers from the neighborhoods. And it's basically inviting the neighborhoods to come in and ask these candidates how they feel about neighborhoods and the issues with neighborhoods.
So you're asking the mayoral candidates specifically about neighborhood issues.
Yeah, neighborhood issues, yes.
What kind of neighborhood issues are people concerned about these days?
A lot of it is basically roads and traffic. A lot of it is, traffic, and a lot of it's getting the issues right with the neighborhoods, and making sure your neighborhoods are improved and the development that's around it, and make sure it doesn't really harm the neighborhoods, and making sure your neighborhood is preserved the way you moved into it, and making sure it stays the way you love to have a neighborhood.
And there's sometimes periods of very rapid transformation of neighborhoods where they didn't expect it.
Yes, there is, and that's why you got to prepare yourself for some of this stuff that happens a lot of times. Because you may not, there's issues that come in, there's zoning that you don't know about. And just neighborhoods are important, and preserving that neighborhood is important, and making sure that whoever's representing you knows about those things.
And so people can come on January 6th to the mayoral forum at 7:30 and just basically listen and ask questions. And I think sometimes when you listen to candidates for office, it's not only what they say and what positions they take, but it's really how they interact with people and how they respond to people, and you can kind of see what their temperament is like.
Exactly. Most of your mayor is really important because he's the one that's, going to help you
a lot.
He or she, will make sure that they're listening to you. And by going to these forums, you can see how much they listen to you and how they answer the questions. How they answer the questions are also very important. And whatever question you have for them, too.
And then you're also going to have city council candidate forums on January 13th and January 20th.
Yes, we had...
These are all Mondays.
All Mondays, yes. All Mondays. They're still in the same place at St. Vincent's Hospital,
uh-huh,
in the Southwest Community Room. And they're also the same time as 7:30 to 8:30. 7:30 to 9:30, I'm sorry. And the first one we're going to have is on January 13th is District 1, which is Sig Lindau and Michael Segura. And in District 3, the race there is with Carmichael Dominguez, Angelo Aramillo, and Marie Campos. And those guys, we're going to have those together. So we try to put them together so we have a good, a good set. Then the following Monday, on the January 20th, from 7:30 to 9:30, we're having Joe Arellano and Joseph Maestas and Mary Lou Bonney and Rad Acton and Jeff Green. They're from District 2, And for District 1 is Ron Trejo, who's running unopposed. But he's still going to come and give us his stuff. So this everybody can ask these questions to these guys, too. Because like I say, once more time, these city council races are most important. I think people overlook that the mayor's a big thing, but I think city councilors is very important.
And Districts 1 and 3, it's a good thing you put them together because I used to be District 3 and now I'm in District 1. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people switched over because of redistricting.
Redistricting, yeah. Yeah.
Something else that we're going to be voting on is the new city charter.
Exactly. Those are important things, too. I mean, one of them is what you mentioned earlier about redistricting. One of them is on the charter. I think it, let me look at it. I think it's Charter Amendment 4. It's where the redistricting have a redistricting commission to where citizens, a citizen group works with making the redistricting available. Before, it was done by the city council itself, and they had control of how to redistrict itself. And what happened there was that, you know, they got Miguel Chavez out by redistricting him out of his district, the one he was running for the longest time.
Right.
And he was really a good city councilor, but that when they redistricted him, he couldn't run again, you know, against Patty Boucher, because that's what they put him against. You know, so now if you have a citizens commission that does it, it'd be more of a balanced way to do it than the way it was done before.
So that's one of the many things that's part of the new city charter and the amendments. Now, are people going to be able to vote on the new city charter and its many amendments separately, or is it just one big yes or no?
No, they're all done separately. Each one is there's a 9 of them. So a lot of them are there's some important ones. You know, you start off with, let's start off with number 1, for example. Number 1 is water protection and conservation. And it tells the city council that they got to protect your water, and they got to make sure that they conserve the water, and that's, you know, that's part of the important part of the life of Santa Fe is our water. So that's why it should be number 1. And it
right.
is. Yeah,
yeah. So that's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Who's going to vote against water conservation?
Exactly.
Although what does it really mean? I mean, are they going to conserve that water and put it back into the river? Or are they going to conserve that water and do what with it?
Well, they're going to make sure that there's enough water there for the river and for the life of Santa Fe.
Because one of the things that's happened with water is we spend all this time and money conserving and energy and thought conserving water, and then it just goes into the next development project.
Exactly. And that's why if we have this in the amendment, it makes them think twice on how much water goes into development projects and, you know, making sure that if the development's going to happen, these guys are going to have to bring their own water in to make sure we have the water there. Because I think the city, by the city having this amendment in there, is assuring that the water stays where it should be in the city of Santa Fe. And if everyone wants to have development, you got to find that water and bring it in and support that development.
Very interesting. Now, what's the next amendment?
The next amendment would be my favorite is the neighborhood preservation. And that one is where it kind of basically establishes a policy for the city councilors and this mayor to make sure that they preserve the neighborhoods as they are instead of just trying to looking at ways to change them or destroy them. But, you know, neighborhood preservation can work in different ways. If a neighborhood wants to change itself, become more dense and stuff like that, it will help do that, too. So, you know, to preserve it the way the neighborhood itself wants it, you know. So, but there's a lot of ways of to say it. But it just basically what it does is it's going to preserve a neighborhood and have the city council look at it that, you know, on our charter amendment says, you know, look at the neighborhood. Let's make sure we're doing the right thing and preserve it that way.
What is the role of the neighborhoods? And actually, I mean, it's nice verbiage, but what is the role of the neighborhood in actually seeing to it that their will is enacted?
Well, that's the neighborhood has to be strong enough neighborhood. That's why Neighborhood Network is always out there to make sure that to help the neighborhoods be strong and active in their goals and what they want. To make sure that if the mayor was speaking, that their voice is heard through the council and to the mayor. That's why this is in there, to make sure that's there. Yeah.
What else is on the list of amendments?
Well, the next one is also support local businesses and the local economy and the living wage for all, which I think is important. We have a very good living wage in New Mexico, one of the best in the country, and it makes sure that it stays that way, and it, you know, it makes sure that people who live in the Santa Fe is earning a living wage, and that local business comes first to everything. This, you know, decisions that the city makes, you know, just that's basically what it stands for, and that's always a good one.
Excellent.
Yeah. And the next one is, like I said, is That's Amendment 4 is the Independent Citizens Restricting Commission, and that's the one I think is important too, because, you know.
What's that?
That's where they make sure that when it comes to redistricting, they do it every 10 years, that this commission is established, and they make sure it's done fairly.
Oh, the redistricting. Okay,
yes,
got it.
Yes, that's done fairly. You know, make sure that it's done in a fair manner compared to letting city councilors, you know, have their way.
Right.
And, you know, the mayor, too. Citizen commission is always the best way to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Would that we could do that on a national level.
Oh, yeah.
Or a state level, even.
State level, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now it's done by politicians. It shouldn't be done by politicians. It should be done fairly across the board. You know, it's always I want to get my power in there, in that district, so I can stay there for as long as I want. And then the next one is campaign contribution limits. I think is good. This way, nobody gets too much money from everybody. You know, the money stays where it should stay, and nobody's getting a lot of money for, you know, their campaigns, and, you know, make sure that these candidates ain't bought out. Yeah. So I think that one's an important one, too. And then the other one is on the Charter Commission is timely disclosure of the purpose of tax increases and bond measures. Every time we have a bond increase and stuff like that, we hold the city accountable to how it's spent, and this, and the uses it goes to, and making sure that it's not paying for salaries for workers, stuff like that. This money goes exactly to the project it's supposed to. So this is the one that I think is an important one that, you know, that the city needs to do now. And I think it's important because we always have bond issues, wanting to improve stuff in San Francisco, which is always good. We want to make sure the money. That we
yeah,
vote
and they usually
for.
Get approved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the money that we vote, the things we vote for, that the money stays in that thing and finishes the project.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why we wanted to do that's in there too. And I think this is a good one. And then on chapter, in the Amendment 7 is the Independent Audit Committee, which tells, you know, which audits a lot of this stuff too with the bonds and stuff like that. So this is always good because we didn't have an audit committee before, and now we're going to have one now. So I think it's a citizens audit committee too, and it makes sure that just the city workers ain't auditing it themselves, or they have a private auditor, that a citizens group gets to audit it too.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So citizen accountants and financial people can step up and really hold our city accountable.
Exactly. And that's a lot of these things that are in there are very good because it makes sure that, you know, that citizens are more involved with our city.
Yeah.
And that's I always think that's important. The more citizens we get involved with it in different committees, I think it's important.
I mean, all the things that we're talking about are about public participation in the way that our city runs. And when I hear people sometimes on TV or whatever railing against government, government is too big, government is too this is what government is. Government is the way our lives are run. And without it, everything falls apart and you've got some kind of horrible state of nature with people exploiting each other with impunity. I mean, you need good governance, and the more participatory citizens are, and the best place, of course, to do that is at the local level, the better off everybody is.
That's exactly true. And with these citizen committees and stuff like that, it's very important. It's also, it's when you go vote, if you don't vote, you shouldn't complain, basically.
You give up your whining rights,
as they
say.
You give up your whining rights. And we all want to make sure we can whine, so that's why we vote. That's why I vote.
I vote so I can whine.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else? Any more amendments?
We have the amendment on Chapter 8 is the mayor's voting powers. And this gives the mayor a chance to vote on everything now. Before, he could only vote unless it was a tie. So this gives the mayor a better chance, you know, to make his vote on everything. So it helps him a lot on all matters that go to the governing body.
And is that the strong mayor thing, or the strong mayor part
well,
is more
strong mayor
than that.
Is the next one.
Okay.
Yeah. So the next one is Charter Amendment 9, which is the full-time mayor. And, you know, it's giving him authority to hire and fire his city clerk, the city attorney, and gives him a lot of things to do, establishes. It gives him a better paying job. You know, because now I think the mayor probably makes maybe $15,000 or maybe $20,000, I think is what it is now.
So it's not even the living wage.
No, yeah.
Unless you work super part-time, yeah. Which you can't really do as mayor.
No. And this way, this one will start off with a full-time mayor, and his salary will be like $74,000 a year. You know, and then there'll be another commission that will that will set the rate at a future time. And it allows the mayor to allows the city manager to give him, they give him more power too. So this is, works in a lot of different ways. And it's just this being, having a strong mayor sometimes is a good thing, and is it not a good thing? I always ask that question, because I always rely on my city councilors to make the decisions. And if you give the mayor too much power, then your city councilors lose that much power, because they're the ones that represent you mostly. So, you know, there are different ways, but I encourage everybody to read the whole thing and study it really well.
And
all these
really
amendments.
Yeah, let's have people, we'll get people on the show to really, really talk about what that means, what each of these things means.
Exactly, because yeah, that'd be great.
Strong, you know, we did have Paul Halton on a while ago talking about this idea of strong mayor, and he was very much in favor of the strong mayor system because the city council had too much power to fire the city manager, and we'd just gone through so many city managers in the last however many years because the city council can have too much power over them and basically play politics.
Yeah.
That's the pro argument. There's arguments on the other side as well.
Well, the other argument too is that if you have a city manager that is tied with the mayor, and you have the mayor doesn't like that city councilor, that mayor can advise that city manager not to do anything for that city councilor or your district.
Right.
You know, so it's, you know, it's important. It's a balance, but you know, it's a one you got to really balance out.
And it's, and all of this stuff is, you want a strong mayor and a strong city manager if those people are people of competence and integrity.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if they're not, you don't want them.
No.
So it's like there's no structure that really can do all the heavy lifting.
And that's why I encourage everybody to read about it and educate yourself about it this way, because this is one of the biggest parts of the amendments that's going to be important.
Well, it's just about time to go, so more to come. We will try to get all the candidates on the air and have more about the city charter and the city charter amendments. Rick Martinez is a neighborhood activist. He's a board member of the Neighborhood Network. He's chairman of Keep Santa Fe Beautiful, and we'll probably get you back talking about that one of these days, too. So I want to thank you for being on the Radio Cafe.
And thank you again.